I'm Sean Crawford, Democratic leaders and Governor Bruce Rauner coming to a deal to approve some funding for social service providers, higher education, K-12 schools, other areas of government. But the plan doesn't necessarily erase the damage that was caused by the state going for a full year without a budget. Jamie Dunn, our Illinois Issues editor, wrote about this, and she joins us now. Jamie, your story says that the deal doesn't mean the end of the budget impasse. Why not?
Well, yeah, I mean, as we are talking about this, we're not certain what's going to happen, but it looks like lawmakers and the governor are on, you know, the verge of having a deal for what's been called a stopgap budget, which would provide funding for human services, universities, community colleges, which haven't gotten their full funding for this fiscal year. Human services, of course, haven't gotten any funding for this fiscal year, for road construction and for state operations. So, you know, gas for cars and money for electricity and food for prisoners. That would last, the thought is, about 6 months. So it would not be a full fiscal year budget for the next fiscal year. It wouldn't be a full budget for the current fiscal year that's about to wrap up. These groups would get to kind of spread the money across both and try to figure it out and make it work. It would have the funding for K-12 schools for all of next fiscal year, the thought there being that, you know, they don't want to put the schools through the stress of not knowing if they're going to be able to continue once they get started. But because this budget isn't going to cover the current fiscal year and the money that hasn't gone out, and it's also not going to cover all of next fiscal year, it's really not a long-term solution. It's really just a bridge or a patch or whatever metaphor you want to use to get the state through until after the general election, when lawmakers will be back for, you know, a fall veto session, or maybe even until January when they come back after the vote threshold has lowered for passing any legislation. And at that point, they're going to have to look at cuts. They're going to have to look at a tax increase of some sort. So this is another case of Illinois, you know, pushing those tough decisions off until a later date.
Yeah, I've heard people say, the people have been critical of this, saying this is just kicking the can down the road, that, you know, it's going to allow them to go out and campaign for office, all the lawmakers who are, you know, in some tight races, and go back home and say they've done something. And in the end, the hard choices, the hard decisions are still just, you know, 6 months down the road, at least.
That's true. I mean, I think that we can't overlook that this is going to be a big deal for some social service providers and for universities. You know, Eastern Illinois University had been saying that they weren't sure what they were going to do if there wasn't the stopgap money, you know, to get through to when students would be coming and paying tuition. So there are going to be a lot of folks out there who are relieved by this happening, because it's going to save jobs and it's going to keep things from shutting down. But it, as you said, ultimately pushes off the tough decisions. And so there's mixed feelings about it, I think. You know, there's relief, but there's also concern about when is a real resolution going to happen.
You write about some of the impact that has gone on because of the impasse, that some of these groups have been hurt. And even this additional infusion of money here that's coming, not necessarily going to lessen that impact.
Yeah, that's true. And I thought it was kind of important as this deal is going through, you know, we're going to see folks relieved. You're going to see headlines that there was an agreement reached. You may see some people patting themselves on the back a little bit that this was done, because the impasse was so intense and the politics had gotten so heated. It is, you know, remarkable that they are getting together on this. But at the same time, the impasse has caused a lot of damage that will not be quickly undone. Social service providers have made major layoffs. They've cut back on programs. You know, we saw very recently the United Way polling social service providers and finding that over a million people have lost services under this impasse. We know that universities and community colleges have made layoffs, and those faculty and staff may not be coming back. University presidents think that students have probably maybe chosen to go to school outside of Illinois. They won't be coming back. And the list goes on as far as impacts from this, you know, protracted fight that's gone on a year without a budget, and some of those things may never be repaired.
Well, it's nice, I guess, to at least get some type of spending plan in place, but you also point out there's some negative fiscal impact of this as well. Can you explain that?
Sure. So it's not like Illinois was in a great fiscal position before this, but it's only gotten worse. We've seen the bill backlog really pile up, and it's to a point now where it's probably going to take multiple fiscal years, even after there is a real balanced spending plan in place, to pay that off. We've seen our bond rating continue to drop, and that costs us more when we borrow. And so that'll take some time to climb back from that. The bond rating agencies usually want to see some prolonged stability. You know, they seem to be able to drop it fairly quickly, but it takes a while to kind of climb back up that hill to a better bond rating. So we will see some of those negative fiscal outcomes that will stick with us for probably years to come as well.
So while they may be doing a stopgap budget, you mentioned earlier, the impasse actually continues because they're unable to agree on a full-year budget plan. What would it take, or what do you think it's going to take to truly end that?
I mean, it's going to take cuts. It's going to take new revenues. And if the governor is still, you know, wanting to work towards some of the items on his agenda, which I'm sure he will be, it's going to take them coming to terms on some of those things so they can actually sit down and start doing the hard work of hammering out the cuts and the revenues that will be needed. And the longer that it takes for them to do that, the more the bill backlog piles up, the worse things get, the tougher it's going to be to get it done.
Jamie Dunn is our Illinois Issues editor, and she wrote about the budget impasse, how it will continue even after a stopgap budget is in place. And you can find that full story. It's available now. Just head over to nprillinois.org.